Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
I'm just gonna run a tab for you.
Boo!
Uh-huh. Excuse me? Oh, Sam! May I speak with you for a moment, please? Don't you recognize that man? That's the ex-convict you paid to date me. Who murdered a waitress and fantasizes his hands are claws.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How'd you happen to remember him?
Of course I recognize him. His name is Andy something. So what?
So what is he doing here?
I don't know. Probably came in for a drink. People do that, you know. As soon as you hang a sign out that says bar, you start getting that.
Sam, you have to get rid of that killer. He's dangerous.
Oh, come on, look at him, Diane. Does he look dangerous to you?
Not at the moment, but you never know.
No, he's a customer, that's all. He's just a customer. He has every right to be here just like everybody else. But don't worry. If he starts anything, I know how to handle it. Hey, Andy, isn't it?
That's right. And you're, Sam.
Correct. What do you have, Andy?
Everything in the cash register, Sam. Freeze!
Everybody just take it easy here.
No. Let the other guy get it.
Ernie Pantuso, call me Coach.
Coach.
We gotta help Sammy.
Huh, what can we do?
I don't know, maybe we can jump the guy. He's not that big.
The gun is big. The gun's definitely big.
Maybe Diane could run around in circles flapping her arms and draw his fire.
Nah, Carla, you stay out of this. Me and Norm will handle it.
Me? What do you want me to do?
Oh, we gotta do something. Look, trust me. Statistics show that 33% of the time, a guy carrying a gun will not use that gun if challenged.
So?
Well, so if he's already shot two people today, you're in luck. Now get
Hey, folks. I certainly hope no one's gonna try anything silly here. Just take it easy. No one's gonna try to overpower you or anything. It's not worth it.
Not even if, I was a little careless and sort of let the gun drop onto the bar like that. Maybe let my attention wander around the room a little bit.
It's okay. Yeah, Carla's got him.
Lucky for him.
This man doesn't belong in prison. Sam, we, mostly I, can save this man's life.
Well, how are we, mostly you, gonna do that?
Never mind that now. Call off les gendarmes. Trust me.
What are you gonna do now, Diane?
Well, I happen to know Professor Sebastian DeWitt, one of America's foremost drama coaches. He can spot an actor a mile away.
Boy, that could come in handy at a drive-in.
Oh, hi.
I know you're surprised to see me. But let me tell you, it's taken every ounce of courage I have to show my face in here today.
Oh, come on. We get a lot of funny-looking faces in here.
You don't remember me, do you? I'm Professor Sumner Sloan. I came in, several months ago with Diane Chambers. And to my shame, I deserted her here to go back to my ex-wife.
What can I get for you?
Have a glass of white wine.
White wine?
Yeah, over dinner last night, a mutual friend of ours informed me that Diane works here. Is that correct?
Gee, I don't know. I wasn't at the dinner.
You slime. You are a total scuzzball. You're not fit to live with sewer rats.
I can't defend myself.
Thank God, I thought you was talking to me.
Hi.
Hi.
Want to go to my place?
You bet.
You can't, my kids are there.
Oh.
How about your place?
I told you, I'm staying with a friend and my apartment's ready.
Diane, give me the keys to your place.
I will not.
Oh, you're the matchmaker. You want this thing to work out, or you want it to end up with a broken heart? and a broken lip.
Joy.
Thank you.
And Carla, when you're done, just burn the place.
Coach, what terrible problem?
Well, I'm sorry. I can't talk about it. Hank told me not to.
Coach, this could be kind of important. Can you give us a hint or something?
A hint? Okay, I got one. Lefty Kramer.
Lefty Kramer, the old third baseman?
Right. Lefty has the same problem that Hank has.
Hank can't hit a breaking pitch?
Oh, yeah, poor Carla, huh?
Yeah, she'll be crushed.
Go on, keep thinking. Think, what problem did Lefty have?
Well, he was ugly as a mud fence, I remember that. He's a bad dresser. He used to spit tobacco juice on him.
Yeah, he was great.
Could we forget Lefty? What's wrong with Hank, Coach?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, I got it. Coach, Lefty had a heart problem.
That's it. Hank has the same thing. I mean, least bit of excitement, wham, bam, it's curtains.
Coach, how about sex?
Diane, please. I thought you were Sam's girl.
Coach, I'm talking about Hank.
Hank is seeing Carla. Are you listening to this?
Coach, what she's trying to say is Hank in any danger with Carla tonight?
No, no, not at all. Not unless he gets overexcited about something.
Oh.
Sam? We've got to stop them.
Wait. Hank wouldn't have gone with Carla if he thought it was risky, right?
Oh, come on.
We gotta warn Carla. I mean, what a shock if the guy would have dropped dead in Carla's own bed.
Oh, God, she's in my apartment.
You're kidding.
Well, that's the last time I let somebody have a great time in my bedroom. Even you cannot ruin our mood, Carla. Sam and I had a wonderful afternoon gallery hunting. Saw some of the works of New England's finest artists.
Why'd you lose a bet, huh, Sam?
As a matter of fact, Mr. Malone is on his way to developing an appreciation of non-representational art.
That's right.
Name any piece of art you saw today.
Well, gee, there are so many, yeah.
Name any piece of art in the world.
Yeah, Buck says he gets this one.
You're on.
Michelangelo's two muscular guys touching fingers.
Stay up.
Fooled me.
Why? Oh. Why?
Yeah, hey, well, Diane, I wouldn't try too hard to domesticate the guy. You're going against eons of biology on this one.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, early cavemen, they went out and hunted for the very food that graced their simple table. You know, the women stayed in the cave and developed art, culture, what have you. Yeah, but men, down through the centuries, have always been hunters, you know, doers, adventurers. Cogito, it is not in man's nature to sit alone and be passive and docile. What's the matter now?
Nothing, just my shorts are binded up on me.
Just, you know, stand up and straighten them out a little.
Nah, I'll give them 5 minutes. Sometimes they self-correct.
Boxes?
What are you waiting for, Sam?
Nothing. Well, don't wait up for us.
All right. Females of Boston, stop dreaming. It's on its way.
See you later, sweetheart. You take care, Dave. Don't you be a stranger. Don't you be a stranger.
Did you get a chance to say hi to Dave? Good old guy.
Where were you going with him?
Oh, where am I? Last thing I remember, I was standing behind the bar. I must have blacked out. Coach, I'm having blackouts.
Kind of a nice break in the day, isn't it, sir?
Thanks, buddy. See you, gang. Oh, and Moonbeam.
Seems as you'll be split up tomorrow, and you'll probably likely be free, so maybe you and I could,
I'd rather be staked out on an anthill naked.
You see, Sam, how we always get the word naked in there?
Sam, you have not answered my question. Why are you holding on to the phone numbers of other women?
I'm not holding on to it. I just haven't gotten around to getting rid of it.
Fine. Then you won't mind if I help you with that. Cliff?
Cliff! You touched it! I can see! Rami! I can walk! Oh, he's walking! Oh,
hallelujah!
Cliff's walking! He's walking! He's walking!
Well, I'm crazy about this woman. She is the best thing going, and I don't care about anybody else. And I'll tell you something. I'm not going to let anything come between us.
Same.
Well.
Oh. Oh, puke.
Dave, you're just gonna have to find someone else to waste your evenings with, because I'm gonna be wasting mine with this little filly right here.
Oh, no, Sam.
Come on.
Well, I know when I'm beat.
Hey, wait a second here. I want you to watch me kiss my woman here. You might learn something.
Oh, that's great, Sam. Yeah, Dee Dee said you were the best kisser she'd ever had.
Really?